Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Neralto, Etta. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As everybody knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everyone. My name is Victor Pena. I'm the proud owner of Vino Jelly Gourmet, the first wine jelly made here in Fort McMurray in Alberta. It says gluten-free, vegan, food grade, and 100% wine.
Okay, so I know what jelly is, and I know what wine is, but I don't know what the combination is. So please explain to me what wine jelly is, and like what's its use? How do you digest it? Like, tell me all about wine jelly.
Yes, well, this is a product already existing in the market in Canada.
Okay.
So what we're bringing here is a creative way to use it for cooking.
Okay.
For people, like, they can cook with them.
Okay.
Many auctions.
Okay.
Between. So our intention is to provide you, or the people can taste the balance between the acidity, sweetness, and the wine taste on it.
Right.
We don't lose it when you cook with that.
Okay. So I am not a cook. I'm a horrible cook. So I do watch the Cooking Network, though, and I see that sometimes chefs do put wine into the pot. It lights on fire, and it gives, like, a taste.
Yes.
So is this kind of the same thing, less the fire, or how, like, or are you rubbing it on product or meats prior to, or, like, how do you cook with the wine?
Yes. So our wine jelly, our formula has been made to use it before, during, or after.
Okay.
Cook the food you are doing.
Yeah.
Making.
Okay.
For friends and family.
Okay.
So one of the things is we try to concentrate the flavor of the wine on the wine jelly.
Okay.
In order to, you can feel it and you can taste it.
Yeah.
After you're putting in any kind of food.
Okay.
Anyone's.
Right.
You would like.
Yeah.
So it is impressive. Well, that's what I'm getting from my customers, my clients.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we are in many places in Calgary, Edmonton, and here in Fort Mac.
Okay.
What I'm getting from them is they're being impressed with the taste of the wine on it.
Right.
And the different uses.
Yes.
They can do with that.
Okay. So when it comes to jelly, like, I make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I put it on crackers with cheese, like, I do like a good jelly. So is it for that purpose as well? Could you just use it?
Yeah, so the regular use in Canada, how the people use that one,
yeah,
usually is that with cracker and cheeses.
Correct.
That's the most common use.
Okay.
So we develop a formula that can be used for that as well.
Right.
But also for cooking in meat, salad, bread, and everything.
Really?
Everything, yes.
Okay, so from a non-cooker, explain a dish that you would use it and how you would cook it. Like, do you put it in a pan? Do you put it, like, in the stove for a roast? Give me an example of how you would use it.
Yeah, well, let me introduce you the wine jelly first.
Yeah.
There are three types of wine jelly we are producing.
Let's hear it.
There are three different types.
Yeah.
That's going to be the Cabernet Sauvignon,
okay,
the Chardonnay, and the Rosé.
Okay.
So the way we are telling the people, they can be used the same as wine.
Okay.
So when you're using on meat, mm-hmm, you use the Cabernet on red meat.
Right.
Which is red.
Right.
And the white meat, like a chicken or salmon.
Yeah.
With Chardonnay, which is white.
Yes.
And the rosé for both.
Okay. Right?
So
okay.
One of the good examples could be in the breakfast. For example, you can take a piece of bread.
Yeah.
Or bagel.
Yes.
Cream cheese and put it on top of that.
Right.
And enjoy a breakfast. And you're going to feel the taste of the wine,
mm-hmm,
without alcohol at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's safe for kids.
Right.
At the same time, you wanna enjoy a different breakfast. Right? Something creative, something different.
Yeah. That was my question that you just answered. So it has the wine flavors, but it doesn't have any alcohol in it.
No, nothing at all. So we remove the alcohol from that.
Okay.
In order to make it safe.
And
people can get it from the grocery stores where
Right.
You know, it's part of the regulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, but safe for kids. My kids love it. They all the time eating that.
Yeah.
Even dinners or on breakfast and sometimes lunch.
Or right.
When cooking. Yeah.
Right. Fascinating. So how did you come up with this concept? Did you see it from some, like you said, it's a product that exists. So do you make it yourself or did you, like, how did you come up with this idea that this is a product that you thought you wanted to get involved with?
Well, I am a wine lover. I am a foodie person. I like to cook.
Right.
From a long time ago, all my life.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for a creative way to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Back home, I was sharing time with friends. We were hosting each other.
Right.
To try to impress the other couples what we are doing.
Yes.
Well, I figured out that would be an auction, and then we were thinking, well, what about doing something different?
Right.
Instead of using cheeses and crackers and putting meat for cooking.
Yeah.
Then I figured out. I was doing this for myself, for them.
Yeah.
And later on, I gave to some friends here to try, and they love it.
And
people, different places, different culture, they try it and say, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. So we start that business from there.
Okay. And so is this a product that you make yourself, or do you have, like, a manufacturer helping you? Because the product, like, I know you have some right there. Like, it looks really good from the packaging and everything else. So, how do you create this and then package it?
It's Cabernet Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And over here, you have also the rosé.
Right.
And also some small jars.
Yeah.
Samples.
That's right.
People can try.
Yes.
Them, right?
Very cool.
Yeah. So we got a semi-industrial permit for develop a semi-industrial kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So we start doing having a special pot, special equipment to build or make this jelly.
Right.
That's the way we are doing that.
So okay.
We complained with many permits, a lot of things came through that. Yeah, so at this point we're able to sell it in Alberta only.
Okay.
We need to comply with another one, the latest for go outside the Alberta.
Right.
But yeah, at this point that's the way we are doing that.
That's awesome. And how long have you been doing this for?
We started the business in 2019.
Okay.
Then, you know,
COVID.
COVID came.
Yeah.
So it was really hard for us.
Yeah.
But in 2021, Global News came run a survey which showed how 65% of the Canadians, after COVID, they were able to start developing recipes. They showed to be interested in the cooking.
Right.
The cooking area.
Right.
Be a cooker or be a foodie person.
Yeah.
So that's increase our sales.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the interrogation or the curiosity of the people trying to see what is this for? Like
right.
How that works.
Right.
So
right.
That's the thing. So.
Okay. And so you said, like, and I see it on your shirt as well, Calgary, Edmonton, Fort McMurray.
Yeah, we're in 20 places.
20 places. Okay. And so I'm assuming you guys live in Fort McMurray?
Yeah, we're living here in Fort McMurray, but we're selling our product in all these cities.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Of course, here we have a great support for the community.
Yeah.
And some stores are supporting us a lot.
So where in Fort McMurray can we get this product?
So in Chocolate and Candlelight.
Okay.
Independent grocery store.
Okay.
Surika on the Sinai.
On the Sinai? Yeah.
Restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, they will support us and can find our product over there, and
that's phenomenal. Good for you. And so when you travel to Edmonton or Calgary, I don't need you to list off all of the different stores, but are you in, like, because independent's a pretty big deal, like that's a big store.
So in Edmonton we have an Italian Center store.
Yes.
As well.
Okay.
We are also in some specialized cheese store.
Okay.
Cheese store, right?
yeah of course.
Lina's store as well, Sonterra.
Oh, I love Sonterra.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are knowing all locations on Sonterra, specific ones.
Right.
They have their market really well divided or sectorized.
Yes.
But yeah, we are in that point over there.
So. Wow, that's fantastic. That's a great story.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Good for you guys. Congratulations. Okay, well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Mac City Minute. But before we get into that, we need to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty. Question number one for you today. What is your favorite way to use wine jelly?
Okay. Well, my favorite is putting it on meat when I'm making some lunch, something like that, or dinner. That's the most common on me.
Yeah.
So you can use them everywhere.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's right.
Question number two. What is your favorite part of making a product here in Fort McMurray?
Well, the favorite part is being proud of our city and how a small community as a Fort McMurray can support a small producer like me. And growing up in the business, and you know, the people is amazing. They are being so grateful, and I really appreciate that.
Question number three. What is your favorite kind of wine?
I usually try wines around the world. My favorite is Cabernet Sauvignon, the red one. It's with, you know, a strong body. That's what I'm looking for in some wines.
Question number four. What is your favorite meal you remember from your childhood?
Well, I came from a family who liked to cook as well. So having tried different meals around the world, I will say my favorite is risotto.
There we go.
And your final question. What is one place you hope to one day sell your product?
I would like to be all grocery store in Alberta. I would like to make our province stronger, have a huge presence in our grocery store in general. But also I would like to go to, you know, outside of the fence, go to Toronto, Ontario, big cities outside of Alberta.
There we go.
Those have been your five questions.
Nice. So where are you from originally? I can hear an accent.
Yes. actually, yeah. Well, I came from Venezuela.
Okay.
Tomorrow we will get 9 years here in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So... yeah, so my family and I were so pleased to be here. But yeah, originally we came from Venezuela.
Okay, and did you immigrate straight from Venezuela to Fort McMurray, or did you go other places before you arrived here in Fort McMurray?
So I came to Edmonton first.
Yeah.
And then six months later, I came to Fort Mac.
Okay, and so how long have you been here now?
So eight years and a half in Fort Mac.
Okay.
6 months in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Total of 9 years in Canada.
Yeah. So, what about Fort McMurray attracted you here?
I love to be here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love here.
Yeah. Why do you like the community so much? Because 8 years, obviously, you like it if you stuck around for that long. So, what about the community kind of keeps you here?
Well, you know, first of all, the people here is so sweet. And they're friendly. They're amazing. They're so respectful for people like me coming up. Coming from outside of the country.
Yeah.
This is a strong city from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, the thing we passed through and before for those are the fire, the flood, and
yes.
We still be stronger. I love Fort Mac.
Yeah.
So I think you can find everything here.
So that's awesome. That's great. That's fantastic. So now back to this product. So you were cooking in the past. You've always been like passionate about, like you said, it was in your family. Yeah. So what about cooking and making the product? Like, was this an inspiration that you always had that you felt like, hey, I always want to be an entrepreneur and produce a food-based product? Or did it just happen out of a necessity that you couldn't find something like this that you were looking for?
No, well, it wasn't a necessity. It was something that showed up by itself.
Mm-hmm.
How I gave this to my friends and many people, and they try it and they love it.
Yeah.
So I want to bring this on the table and see what happens. So
yeah.
I always like to be an entrepreneur.
And yeah.
To start looking for different projects or something like that.
Right.
I am a mechanical engineer, actually.
Okay.
Besides that, besides my studies, I would like to be an entrepreneur and looking for something different.
Right.
It's a complete world outside. You can develop and you can, discover.
Yeah.
So I am a strong believer, when you know what the people eat,
mm-hmm.
you really know the culture.
That's right. That's right. Very cool. So now when it comes to cooking, you said you like to cook.
I like to cook.
But you have somebody else here who you brought your entourage with you.
Yeah.
Who does the majority of the cooking?
Well, my wife cook a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I am only in charge of the special dishes.
Okay.
So when there's something special, a special moment.
Right.
Or something like, special dinner at night.
Yeah.
Sunday.
That's
Saturday,
right.
Or Friday.
Yeah.
Or we invite people to stop by our place. And
mm-hmm.
I usually take care of the
That's right.
stove.
Okay, so you're both cookers, so you can disperse the workload then.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So like when she cooks, you do the dishes and vice versa.
Yeah. Kind of.
Okay, I like it.
She's really good in desserts and bakes.
Right.
So she's an entrepreneur as well.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about... when you said you were back home, you'd have people coming over, guests, and you would prepare meals and then you would go over to their house. Is that a part of the Venezuelan culture that, like, you invite people over and let's eat different foods? Or is that just the clique of individuals you are hanging out with?
Yeah, well, Venezuela, we are friendly people. We like to be a host from our friends.
Right.
My case is a little bit special mm-hmm. because I was sharing time with a different friends with different part of the world.
Right.
One day were Venezuelan, but his family came from Italy, Spain, different ones, and
yeah.
they were interesting in cook as well. They
right.
We switch.
Right.
We switch together because all men on
yeah.
those group.
Yeah.
That group, we were interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Start cooking.
That's right.
And, the ladies were sitting there just seeing us cooking and
yeah.
try the dishes and say, okay, what about this food? What about the other food?
Right.
What do you think? And we always trying to impress the other people, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
when
yeah.
it was the host, I said, okay, now we're going to have to think something special. I have to do something special. This guy don't want to warn me. Yeah?
That's right.
Be the best.
Yeah.
So I remember it was a guy from Brazil. Another guy was a Venezuelan with background.
Mm-hmm.
His family came. Italy, Spain, yeah.
Right. Okay, so it was more of a love of food and sharing of cultures is how it started.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. Very cool. Well, listen, my man, Tanner just tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. That being said, before we cut you loose today, you get a shameless shout-out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's it?
Well, a little bit shy, but I appreciate the... you guys, the opportunity to be in your show. Well, guys, remember, support local business. And moving forward, Formac is a great place to live.
There we go. Great shout out. And don't forget to go and buy his product across Alberta. We'll definitely be attaching the link above or below or wherever you're digesting this social media content. Very cool, my man. Very cool. For McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Other than that, I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.